Looking for a Honda? Get to RoushHonda.com. Save thousands on a great selection of new and certified pre-owned Hondas. Buy or lease, cars, trucks, and SUVs. Preview them at RoushHonda.com. And remember,
Honda. Let's go to Des Moines, Iowa for a couple of minutes. Fox News' Mike Makrowitz, president, two-day, three-state Main Street tour. Mike, good morning. What's on the agenda today?
Well, he's going to be visiting Missouri and Illinois. Along the way, he's going to stop at a biorefining plant that makes ethanol. That'll be a chance for him to talk about green jobs. He'll also stop by a farm, talk about the problems that Americans are facing in rural areas. Apparently, in addition to the farmers there, he will meet a three-legged dog named Sprinkle. I'm not sure why the White House felt the need to add that to the agenda, but I thought I would pass that along. And then the president will go to Quincy, Illinois, where he'll hammer on Republicans over the issue of financial regulatory reform.
Okay. Three-legged dog named Sprinkle, and nobody knows how it ties into what he's doing?
No, and I'm actually waiting to hear that one.
All right, good stuff, Michael. By the way, apparently the president is talking jobs, but it's clear that he's playing politics, trying to rally his base.
Yeah, I think that the president now feels that he's been freed from the burden of what seemed to be a non-ending fight over health care reform. There's been some criticism that he hasn't spent enough time working on the economies and the problems of folks, particularly in middle America. And so I think this is a chance for him to try and get out, reconnect, show that he's paying attention to the problems that folks are having, struggling with the economy, and also, you know, to try and put Republicans on the defensive over this financial regulatory reform bill. The president's poll numbers have been, depending on the polls that you look at, either right about 50% or below 50%. That's obviously not good for the president, particularly going into the midterm elections where there are candidates in states like Illinois and Missouri that, you know, stand a chance of losing elections, including one for his own former Senate seat. Losses such as those could end up costing the Democrats their House and Senate majorities, at very least could narrow those majorities, make it much harder for him to push his agenda. So I think he feels the need to get out there, try to tell Americans that he's, you know, working on their problems, that he's making some progress, try to get his own poll numbers up.
Mm-hmm. All right, Mike, tell Sprinkle we said hey, and I'll double back with you at some time in the future. 714, 610 WTVN. Spend a couple of minutes here with Matt Mayer, immigration expert, former senior official, Department of Homeland Security, author of Homeland Security and Federalism, Protecting America from Outside the Beltway. So, Matt, this Arizona immigration law, which goes into effect maybe in 52, 53 days here, can it be legally upheld?
Of course it can be.
All right. So you figure it's in to stay?
Yeah, I mean, I think that they have been very careful with this law to craft it to pass constitutional muster. I mean, step back for a moment. The idea that if the federal government has failed to secure the border, and you're not talking about determining citizenship issues, which clearly is a federal role, the idea that a state or local jurisdiction is completely powerless to deal with illegal immigrants in their jurisdiction is preposterous. I mean, imagine if they don't commit a crime, an illegal immigrant, hundreds of them, half a million of them, could be in a city and there's nothing a mayor could do? I mean, that is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. The Constitution, when it was written and ratified, specifically made sure under the 10th Amendment that state and local jurisdictions retain their traditional police powers to control their jurisdiction. That's all that Arizona's doing here.
Matt, why do you think the feds have turned their back on this issue?
Because they've made it a political issue. I mean, this has become an issue where the left has decided that they want to try to get a permanent majority by essentially appealing to the Hispanic community and specifically the illegal population that they want to try to give amnesty to. That would then create a new group of voters that they could then rely upon year after year. And to me, what's interesting about this is, you know, everyone keeps forgetting history a bit here. you know, Arizona's been pushing these things for about 6 years now, and they passed these initiatives by ballot initiative by 75% of the vote. The recent polling shows this law is supported by 70% of Arizonans. Well, the reality is, I think the number's around 54% of registered voters in Arizona are white, which means there's a whole chunk of Hispanic American voters in Arizona that support these measures, because those folks know that the illegal immigrants are undercutting them first, those newly arrived legal Hispanic or other immigrants who are like the lowest point on the economic ladder or starting to work their way up the American dream. They're the ones most at risk from illegal immigrants, frankly.
All right, Matt, thank you. As time goes by, we'll find out whether or not this is can be legally upheld. Thanks for your opinion. That's Matt Mayer on the Arizona immigration law.